Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia inaugurates and lays foundation for development projects worth 645 crore rupees in Nagaland. Thousands of menfolk from Tuphema along with Union Minister Scindia and Chief Minister Nephew Rio participates in traditional stone pulling ceremony. Nagaland Chief Minister Rio lauds progress achieved under Donor Ministry and Nagaland Advisor Mahatoshi Longkumar appeals for expansion of apprenticeship opportunities in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Union Minister of Communications and Donor Jyotiraditya M. Scindia unveiled a significant development package for Nagaland today totaling over 645 crore rupees covering completed projects and new initiatives across healthcare, education, innovation, energy and road infrastructure. The inauguration and foundation stone laying functions for the project spread across the state was held virtually at Tuphema village, Kohima. The minister virtually inaugurated 5 completed projects worth over 202 crore rupees, including 132 kV substation upgrade Dimapur, teachers training and exam center with residential facilities, ICT infrastructure in 190 schools, Chennang Saddle Kohima Road Phase 2, 12.57 kilometers, and 80 road upgrade Surang to Impur, 26.335 kilometers, including 3 bridges. He also laid foundation stones for 11 new projects worth around 443 crore rupees, including multi-speciality hospital Chimagadima, 50-bed hospital parent headquarter, Kohima Sports Center, IG Stadium, Nagaland Innovation Hub, 1.5 megawatts Zuna Small Hydro Project, key road projects across Peren, Pomching, Thizama, Konoma and Emloi.
Opportunity that we look at where we are not only laying foundation stones, not only inaugurating schemes, but we are extolling the dignity of our people. We are laying the path for the future for our people. And that potential lies in our people. From the blacksmiths I observe today, the weavers that I observe today, the artisans that I observe today, to the youth and the Gen Z, overflowing with capability and aspiration for every single person across this blessed land. And the Prime Minister has given voice to those aspirations.
Mr. Scindia highlighted that these projects align with the government's focus on strategic infrastructure development under the Act East policy, with additional initiatives planned in coordination with Chief Minister Nephew Rio. Thousands of menfolk from Tuphema and neighbouring villages today took part in the traditional stone pulling ceremony held as part of the ongoing 26th Hornbill Festival 2025. Union Minister of Communications and Donor Jyotiraditya M. Scindia, dressed in traditional Angami attire, joined the community in the culturally revered act of stone pulling. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Scindia described the ceremony as a very important day for all. He said the occasion is a day full of culture, a day full of soul, a day full of emotion for all across the length and breadth of India.
The stone pulling ceremony is not a mere task, but it embodies the combination of a union of both body, mind, soul, heart and spirit. And so for me, it is a day of honor to be amongst all of you today. I bow my head in reverence to all of you and to the ceremony.
Highlighting the significance of the practice, the Union Minister said, stone pulling is not a mere physical task, but embodies the combination of a union of both body, mind, soul, heart and spirit. As part of his visit, Mr. Scindia also inaugurated the Regional Craft and Resource Centre at Tuphefezu, Tuphema, in the presence of Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton. Later, the minister witnessed a series of cultural performances presented by troops from neighbouring villages, showcasing the rich Angami heritage and community spirit. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio lauded the progress achieved under the Donor Ministry, highlighting the impact of flagship schemes such as Nesit's Otri, Nesit's Roads and PM Divine, noting improvements in roads, bridges, water supply, healthcare, education and digital infrastructure. He emphasized that these initiatives have expanded economic opportunities, empowered youth and strengthened connectivity even in remote areas including Nagaland. Mr. Rio also praised Union Minister Scindia's formation of high-level task forces for sectoral development and highlighted Nagaland's growing prominence in the coffee sector with exports reaching global markets. The Chief Minister reiterated the state government's commitment to timely project execution, enhanced monitoring and collaborative efforts with donor to ensure balanced and transformative development across Nagaland and the Northeast. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Advisor for Labour, Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Martha Shilongkumar, today urged for expansion of apprenticeship opportunities in Nagaland. He was speaking at the state-level campaign on promotion of apprenticeship under the PM National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme, PM NAPS. The advisor highlighted the importance of apprenticeships as industries increasingly adopt new technologies and modern work processes. Emphasizing that Nagaland has no shortage of talent but lacks structured opportunity, he said apprenticeships bridges this gap and provides real industry exposure and improve employability.
For a state like ours, where the industrial base is emerging and service sectors are growing, apprenticeship offers a practical pathway to strengthen our workforce and open doors to our youth. Aligning with the national vision, across India, states that have embraced apprenticeship have seen notable improvement in employability and productivity. Nagaland must not remain on the margins of this national momentum.
Mr. Longkumar reaffirmed the government's focus on increasing industry participation across districts, upgrade ITIs, support MSMEs with easier onboarding, and promote emerging fields such as EV maintenance and digital services. He encouraged firms to take full advantage of PM NAPS and called for continued collaboration among all stakeholders to build a skilled, confident, and future-ready Nagaland. The first ever edition of the two-day Taro Festival began today at Pongo Village, Longleng District, under the theme Rooted in Culture, A Journey of Heritage. Taro is a starchy root vegetable. Organized by the Department of Horticulture, the event had MLA A. Pongshi Phom as the special guest. In his address, the MLA highlighted the cultural and economic value of taro, noting Pongo's reputation for producing some of the finest taro in Nagaland. He expressed hope that the festival would boost local socio-economic growth and urged youth to embrace entrepreneurship, avoid shortcuts and utilize government schemes effectively. He also announced plans for marketing and storage facilities, tools and equipment support, healthcare for farmers and training for scientific cultivation. A horticulture marketing shed was also inaugurated during the event. And the Nagaland 10K Great Hornbill Run, organized by the Nagaland Athletics Association, NAA, as part of the Hornbill Festival, was held today at the Regional Center for Sporting Excellence in Sovima, Chumukedima. The fifth edition of the event drew 126 runners in the open category, including 101 men and 25 women from 7 states. In the men's category, Kamal Kumar of Uttar Pradesh secured first place with a timing of 32 minutes 51.5 seconds, while Anamika Devi, also from Uttar Pradesh, won the women's title, clocking 39 minutes 10 seconds. Speaking to the media, Ningulia Nakro, honorary treasurer of NAA, expressed satisfaction with the increasing interest in the annual run.
The purpose of Nagaland Athletics to organize this is to promote athletics in our state and also to promote running and also to promote fitness as a sport.
Prizes will be awarded to the top 10 finishers in both categories. Nakro further announced that NAA will host a state-level cross-country championship on December 18 at the newly identified Rovis Park near Sovima. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya inaugurates and lays foundation for development projects worth 645 crore rupees in Nagaland. Thousands of menfolk from Tupima, along with Union Minister Sindhya and Chief Minister Nipirio, participates in traditional stone pulling ceremony. Nagaland Chief Minister Rio lauds progress achieved under the Donor Ministry, and Nagaland Advisor Martha Shilongkumar appeals for expansion of apprenticeship opportunities in Nagaland. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.